This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
16 minutes after the hour of 4 o'clock here in Central Virginia, I'm Coy Barefoot. This is Charlottesville Right Now, News Radio 1070 WINA. Let's go right to the phone. Sean Kenny is the former director of communications for the Republican Party of Virginia, a man who was behind the scenes and at the table with the Virginia GOP at one time, and he joins us on the long line. Sean, how are you, sir?
Doing well. How are you, Coy?
Very good. Good to hear your voice. Let's get right to it. Jeff Frederick, who is the current chairman of the Republican Party of Virginia, with the offices there in downtown Richmond, and he was also a delegate from the Prince William County area. He's not running for re-election. There's rumors that his wife may be running for that seat. I'm not quite sure. I don't think that's been confirmed yet. But he says he's not running for re-election. He's committed to chairing the party. And yet, Bob McDonald, the Republican nominee for governor, and a whole slew, the Speaker of the House, a whole slew of veteran Republican leaders who have been leading the party literally for decades longer than Jeff Frederick. He's a young man. Have asked him to step down, and he has refused to do so. Give us some perspective as somebody who was behind the scenes at one time. Give us some perspective, your take, when you read these news accounts and you read the blogs. Give us your perspective on this situation.
Well, let's rewind back to about 2008. You had a majority of the Virginia delegation to the U.S. House was Republican, and you had at least one Republican Senate seat. After the 2008 election, Republicans, of course, lost three of those seats. In the 5th District in Charlottesville, Virgil Goode was replaced with Tom Perriello. Keith Finian was unsuccessful in retaining Tom Davis's seat in the 11th. And then Thelma Drake was bumped off by Democrat Glenn Nye, who was a relative newcomer to that district. On top of all of that, you had Jim Gilmore lose rather catastrophically to Mark Warner for the Senate seat there, which really didn't strike anybody as a surprise. But for the first time since 1964, Virginia voted Democratic in a presidential election. All of these failures really add up to a real question of what exactly did RPV do during that tenure? And the answer that you're seeing out of party leadership, not in terms of elected officials, but in terms of the grassroots, in terms of the elected folks on district and unit committees, and in the state central committee, which is really sort of the governing body of the Republican Party of Virginia, says that RPV, while maybe not entirely to blame, did not do enough to help our candidates in 2008. Fundraising is down. Obviously, there have been several glaring communication gaffes. Comparing President Obama to Osama bin Laden certainly didn't help. I know that Chairman Frederick's a favorite target of Keith Olbermann for his missteps. And then when you start getting into the session, there were a couple of problems as well. The infamous mistweet regarding the potential for a Democrat to switch sides in the Virginia Senate. You had the Darwin Awards, where Jeff Frederick had mentioned rather ramblingly about Darwin and his perspective on Darwin. I mean, all of these missteps make folks look over your shoulder. And in 2009, where you have three statewide seats up, you have a host of local elections. You have the House of Delegates up for grabs. There's only three seats separating Republicans from majority status to minority status. All of these things make Republicans sort of look over their shoulder and see who's marching in step. And confidence in Jeff Frederick is not exactly high. And so what you're seeing is sort of a very early clear the decks, let's figure out where we are and where we aren't. And if the grassroots, if the party leadership doesn't see Jeff Frederick as a team player, you're going to see the kind of reaction that you've seen over the last month.
We're talking with Sean Kenny, the former director of communications for the Republican Party of Virginia. Sean, there's a meeting coming up on April 4th at which the Republican Party members will gather from around the state. Where is this meeting, and how is this going to work exactly?
Well, the meeting will be in Richmond. I don't know if it'll be at RPV headquarters or whether it'll be at another location that's a little bit more neutral. The fight has not particularly been very gentlemanly. But pretty much what will occur is that RPV will more than likely go into an executive session, which means that it'll be just close to the public, and they will debate the merits and air the grievances and whatnot, they will more than likely take a vote after the coming out of executive session, and that will be that. It will require three-fourths of the governing body, which is about 58 votes in a committee that has about 70-some-odd members. And that will be it. That will be it. It'll be a long fight. It'll be an argument that will be held behind closed doors. But that's probably best. That way, at least grassroots leadership can sit down with Jeff, explain their side of the story. Jeff can explain his side of the story. The charges that have been all over the internet can be discussed and their merits weighed. And in the end, the grassroots and the party leadership at State Central will determine what is the best course of action.
Now, we're talking with Sean Kenny, former director of communications for the Republican Party of Virginia. Going into all of this, the Republicans were, they were sitting pretty. Let's just call a spade a spade. They were sitting pretty. I mean, Bob McDonnell and Bill Bowling, they were on the same page. They were looking good. They were united. It was a united front against what appeared to be a Democratic Party in Virginia that, despite electing Barack Obama, was, statewide, was all over the map. They had three candidates for governor, a whole slew of candidates for lieutenant governor. They're all split apart. You know, we're not to the general election yet, but they just seem to be not really as united. And I got it. I got it, guys. Hold on. I got it. It's okay. So anyway, sorry about that. But now you have this, what appears to be a Republican Party that the very leadership is contested. And you know that Bob McDonnell, the last thing he wanted was to have to run against his own chairman.
Well, and let's keep this in mind, too. It's important to keep some things in perspective. The leadership of the Republican Party of Virginia in the long run is not going to have the kind of impact that people may be able to assume that it would. If you look on the Democratic side of the fence, obviously Terry McAuliffe, Brian Moran, Creed Eads are behind the scenes really tearing themselves apart. There's a new blog out called The Angry Potato, which is a reference to Jim Webb. Going behind the scenes on the Democratic side of the fence is pretty intense. Lieutenant governor's race is no better. In fact, the only bright spot in the Democratic side of the aisle is the fact that they've settled on Steve Shannon, it appears, for AG. So, with all that infighting going on the Democratic side of the RPV, the contest there, I don't want to say it's a tempest in a teapot, because it's not. Obviously, there are a lot of good volunteers that are very interested and concerned about the leadership and face of the party. But compared to some of the problems on the Democratic side of the aisle, is the RPV contest getting a lot more press and attention? Perhaps, but under that veneer, so to speak, the infrastructure of the Democratic side of the fence is rattling pretty hard. So it's fun to go ahead and focus on some of the small things at times, but for the long game, Bob McDonnell is actually in a very good position. Bill Bowling's doing everything possible to consolidate his position, and I think what you'll see, at least after the convention in late May, you'll find a very united party marching forward for the general elections.
Sean Kenny is a former director of communications for the Republican Party of Virginia. Sean, how does Bill Bowling win in Virginia this year for the governor's race? Regardless of who wins on the left, Cree or Terry or Brian, how does Bob step forward? What does he run on this year to convince Virginians, the majority of whom just voted for Barack Obama, how does he win?
The good news is that he runs on his record. Bob McDonnell has an excellent record as Attorney General. He is very much of the sort of the law and order camp in the Republican Party. If you look historically at, say, George Allen, Jim Gilmore, it's really taken that sort of approach and that perspective really to not only just unite Republicans but convince independents that the proper course of the Commonwealth and the best way to run Virginia is one that has fiscal prudence as well as a firm social background. And what you're seeing out of the McDonnell camp thus far are very business-oriented ideas. You're finding a lot of concern about the economy. These are the issues that I think, as we start marching into 2009, are really going to resonate. And as if you look at the Democratic side of the fence, I think today Brian Moran unveiled his economic plan. I haven't really looked into the details, but they're only now sort of starting to come around to the issues rather than tearing each other apart. And one of the advantages Bob will have coming into it is that he'll be able to very clearly articulate his issues and his values to the voters of Virginia just at the very moment when either Terry McAuliffe, Brian Moran, Creed Eads are either recovering from their primary and then reintroducing themselves to Virginia voters as something other than a partisan hack. So Bob stands at a pretty good position, very congenial. He has a great background to him, both as a veteran and as the head of Virginia's, one of Virginia's largest law firms at the state, with the Attorney General's office. He really does hold all the advantages, and I think if he continues along the common sense course that he's plotted over the last 4 years, at least, as our Attorney General, I think he stands a pretty good chance of making the case to Virginia voters that that he deserves to be trusted with the governor's mansion in 2009.
Now, speaking of Attorney General, who's your pick for the Republican nominee for Attorney General, and can that person win?
Obviously, we have three very good candidates running, Dave Foster out of Northern Virginia, John Brownlee's from the western part of the state, and then State Senator Ken Cuccinelli. I have always been a big fan of being able to look at a candidate and see that the way they campaign will be the exact same way that they govern. And Ken Cuccinelli has proven that time and time again to Virginia grassroots. He's proven that to be a steadfast defender of conservative values. And the best part is he's been able to take those values and defend them in Northern Virginia, a place where Republicans have not done well in recent memory. So Ken Cuccinelli is my candidate for Attorney General. I believe he's the right guy for the job. I think he will do a splendid job of explaining those values and implementing the experience that he has, not just as a as the one who's written several of the laws that will need to be defended, most notably parental notification, parental consent, things of that nature, but he's also got a good solid background in constitutional rights, specifically with property rights. So that's a record I know. It's a record I can trust. The other two gentlemen are great guys, but I'm not certain that they have the experience and the political acumen, really, to carry conservative values forward in Virginia.
Sean Kenny is the former director of communications for the Republican Party of Virginia and a good friend of this program. Sean, it's good to hear your voice. Thanks for being with us.
Corey, thanks for having me.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.